This audio is brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk, the resource for working mums, business mums, and stay-at-home mums. I'm speaking with Nora Stewart today, a partner at Weller Accountants, also a mother herself. She'll be giving us some tips and advice on allowances we can claim for working from home today. Hello, Norma.
Hello, Jocelyn.
Thanks for joining us again. So, for a lot of parents who work from home, it can be quite confusing knowing the allowances they can claim. You know, a lot of people don't really go beyond things like the telephone and calls and, you know, maybe stationery where they've got receipts and things. But there are quite a few other things that they could be claiming for. Can you help us?
I think the most important thing to say firstly is that, you know, it is a completely legitimate way of reducing your tax bill. Mm-hmm. I think partly the fear, and it certainly is a grey and complex area, mm-hmm. but the fear arises and the risk of deducting something incorrectly. Mm-hmm. And I think for that reason, you know, there are lots of people who are not taking full advantage of the benefits available. Mm-hmm. In broad terms, in order for an expense to be allowable, so an allowable deduction against your income, mm-hmm. that expense must be wholly and exclusively for the purpose of work.
Okay.
And it must be incurred specifically mm-hmm. in the performance of your work duties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that in itself, although quite straightforward, mm-hmm. lots of people say, oh, but I'm really not sure mm. what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the further complication comes where, you know, you're working from home.
Mm-hmm.
The revenue always try to differentiate between an expense that might be used for both work and personal purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about expenditure which is wholly and exclusively mm-hmm. for the purpose of work.
Mm-hmm.
If we were just to look at the example of, you know, the purchase of a work suit,
mm-hmm.
Then the revenue would argue that actually there is a dual benefit there, because to keep warm and dry, we need to wear clothes.
Yeah.
And they would argue that is not a business expense,
mm-hmm.
not wholly and exclusively mm-hmm. a business expense.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we thought about safety clothing,
yeah.
for people who, you know, have to have certain items mm. in order, you know, to do the job that they do,
mm.
then those costs are deductible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to think about, you know, the requirements of the task or the job that you do
mm-hmm.
and those expenses which directly relate to your ability
mm-hmm.
to carry out those tasks.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I speak to people working from home, you know, the biggest area of confusion is actually around the home expenditure. And I think there is a real reluctance to get, you know, deducting expenditure in this area wrong.
Yeah.
I think if we think about working from home
mm-hmm.
and we break down the expenditure into both fixed costs,
mm-hmm.
and by that I mean, you know, council tax, mortgage interest, insurance,
mm-hmm.
general repairs and rent costs if there's
mm-hmm.
no mortgage,
mm-hmm.
then those can be allocated a business element.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the revenue would normally look at there is either apportioned by area.
Mm-hmm.
And there, if we think about, you know, perhaps you use one room in your home and, you know, your home has, you know, is a, you know, three-bedroom home,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you're using one-fifth, you know, of the rooms that are available, if you think about,
mm-hmm.
you know, bedrooms,
kitchen.
Uh-huh. And, you know, that would be a reasonable way to apportion those costs.
Mm-hmm.
Another way may be to look at the time that is spent in business. So thinking again about a room. So the room may have a dual purpose. You know, you may have, you know, a small bedroom which is part of your study but also doubles as a bedroom. And say you spend 4 hours a day actually in your business activity in that room, then you could claim 33% of the costs against your income.
Okay.
That would be a fair allocation of those costs. The other element of cost, because I think it's quite easy for people to think about the fixed cost, the cost that they have, you know, irrespective of what they're doing. Perhaps where it gets a little more complex is the running costs, being there about your telephone line rental, your broadband, you know, your heat and light, perhaps cleaning costs. And what the revenue have been instructed to do is accept a claim based on a reasonable basis.
Okay.
Now, by that, again, they go back to usage, how much was consumed, and what the, you know, the appropriate apportionment of business use might be. Sometimes that's easier to measure than others, because you might have a metered supply in terms of, you know, electricity or gas. Or water, perhaps. And other times, again, you've just got to take a reasonable guess at what, you know, what the appropriate percentage would be. But I think what I would always say is, you know, note down all of the expenditure and always discuss, you know, whether something is allowable, you know, with your accountant. Don't be frightened to take a note of the expenditure. You're incurring it anyway. And always ask the question. Another common expense is the cost of travelling to and from a workplace. Now, whilst I think it's important that we distinguish between the ordinary commuting costs, so going to a permanent place of work, and what the revenue would regard as business travel. Now, in order for the cost of that travel to be able to be claimed, it must be to a temporary workplace. By that, they mean somewhere that you're going to spend less than a day.
Can I ask you? Less than a day. So if, for example, you work as a freelance, you're self-employed, and you would ordinarily work from home, but for some reason, at some stage in your project, maybe you need to go in once a week for, let's say, 2 months, would you be able to claim something like that?
Yeah, so because that would be deemed as travel to the client's premises. So where you were freelancing, you know, you're no longer an employee. That isn't your permanent place of work. And you know, you are visiting your client in order to be able to carry out some of that project. And the same would apply to having to travel perhaps to other sites. So you might have a client who has a number of sites, and the travel between all of those sites would be an allowable expense.
Okay, and does it matter whether you're self-employed or have a limited company?
No, I think the thing to distinguish is whether it is business. You know, you feel you can justify it as business travel. It's the wholly and exclusively.
Okay, now that's helpful, because I think a lot of people we'll get some assurance with that, because when you fill in the self-assessment form, you know that you need to keep the receipts for a period of time. And for a lot of people, not knowing whether actually, because I'm not a limited company, I don't know whether I can claim that. Well, now you know. That's really helpful. Okay, so you were going to speak about variable costs?
Yeah, I mean, I think the variable costs, and thinking about, you know, your broadband, your cleaning. I mean, as I've said, it's the revenue have been asked to accept any reasonable allocation. So, again, you might say, well, actually, you know, my total electricity bill, you know, is £100, mm-hmm. or that, you know, if that were over a 3 month period, of that 3 months, you know, I know I'm spending X number of hours every day,
mm-hmm.
In business, and mm-hmm. allocate it just on an apportionment which, mm-hmm. you know, which appears to be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the area where you need most guidance from mm-hmm. your accountant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And certainly, I know with my own clients, mm-hmm. as I said earlier, I ask them to note down everything.
Mm-hmm.
If they think there is a business element at all,
mm-hmm.
then they record those costs, and then we discuss what is the appropriate treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And across time, of course, you know, you learn what you can and cannot claim.
Yeah.
And you're always going to, I think, come across different variable expenditure depending on the projects that you're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, costs that you come across,
mm-hmm.
In terms of servicing your clients.
Mm-hmm.
So anything which you feel could potentially be business, I would always advise recording those costs.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that can happen is that they're not allowable.
Okay, and Bill, you'll be told that, will you? Or...
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, certainly I would always, you know, I would encourage everyone to ask,
mm-hmm.
if they're not actually, you know, discussing it with their accountant, mm-hmm. to ask what has been excluded.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they are educating themselves as to what, mm-hmm. you know, they can and cannot do as they,
mm-hmm.
as they move forward.
Okay.
There's one very last mm-hmm. allowance.
Mm-hmm.
And this one certainly is a really generous allowance by the revenue,
mm-hmm.
because there's a VAT, a flat rate claim, sorry, mm-hmm. of £3 per week, mm-hmm. for incidental home expenses.
Oh, wow.
Which is just absolutely so generous.
We've all
now got rushed out and spent it at once.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's bought the packet of biscuits.
Exactly. Where did and why did that come about? Goodness, £3 a week.
Yeah. I think recognise that there is an element of it probably, you know, although we joke about it, probably is the tea and coffee.
Mm.
You know, the silly things that you use in your own home,
mm-hmm.
Which ordinarily would be provided for you in an office environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but £3 isn't too many cups of coffee.
No, it isn't. It really isn't, is it? You forgot the milk and all the rest of it.
Right. Well, certainly forgot the chocolate biscuits.
Oh, yes. If you're into your lattes and the rest of it, that won't cover you. Not for the whole year, anyway. No, okay, that's really useful. So, is there any guidance on what is deemed as reasonable? Because that's such a broad term, isn't it?
I think, again, the revenue's website, mm-hmm. has some useful information as to what is allowable.
Mm-hmm.
And again, on our own website, we have information on, you know, what examples of what might be allowable and what might not be allowable,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in terms of deductions against, mm-hmm. your income.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Norma. So hopefully if you're listening, it's given you some reassurance. But as Norma says, if in doubt, speak to the professionals. What's your website address again, Norma?
The website is www.wellersaccountants.co.uk.
That's brilliant. Thank you. You are listening to a podcast brought to you by motherswhowork.co.uk. Be sure to visit the website for more tips and advice on being a successful working mum.